Across the Village Media Network, this is Trillium Talk, our weekly look at politics in the province of Ontario with our team at the Trillium. Very pleased to be joined today by reporter Charlie Pinkerton. Charlie, great to have you on the show today.
For you, Scott, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Charlie, let's start with a story that I know you've been following that concerns the construction of Ontario Line, a new roughly 16-kilometer subway line in Toronto that will run from Exhibition Place through downtown and to the Ontario Science Centre. There's a fair bit to unpack here, so let's start with what this all means for the community of Thorncliffe Park.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start by talking about the Ontario Line itself, because it's really a major project for the Ford government. It's basically its signature transit project. You know, as you mentioned, it's going to be about 16 kilometers long. It'll connect a bunch of the busiest areas in Toronto that don't have access to rapid transit right now. Its projected cost at the moment is somewhere between $15-20 billion to build. And so to put that into a bit of context, the budget that the provincial finance minister released last week, I believe it was projected that the government would be spending about $190 billion on capital projects in the next decade. So the Ontario Line could cost about 10% of that alone. And so, you know, it's going to have 15 stops. It'll connect to a bunch of existing transit lines. It's mostly going to be a subway, but there are about 3 kilometers in its northern part, which includes Thorncliffe Park, as you mentioned, as I've been doing some reporting on. And so that neighborhood itself, it's near basically the geographic center of Toronto. For anyone who's ever taken the 401 into the city and then taken the DVP down into the downtown, you have driven past Thorncliffe Park. It's home to almost 30,000 residents, the majority of whom are visible minorities, immigrants, or both in many cases. It's also one of the lowest income neighborhoods in Toronto. And so within the Ontario Line plans, Thorncliffe Park is unique for a few reasons. The main one is that it's where the line's maintenance and storage facility is going to be located. So it's where dozens of trains will be stored, repaired, maintained, painted. You know, I think you can imagine that it'll keep them on the tracks. But also the plans in Thorncliffe Park for the Ontario Line have changed a whole bunch in the last few years since the Ford government first announced the project in 2019. And that has been cause for a lot of local drama, I guess I'll put it. And really to top it all off, like many other Ontario Line stops, after the transit project is done, it's now supposed to be the home of a new transit-oriented community, which is another massive sort of program of the Ford government to build housing more than anything. But in the grand scheme of things, and sort of why we took a look at this area, is because Thorncliffe Park is really being turned upside down. It looks just like you'd expect an area where, you know, 10 or more years of construction is just getting going right now. And whether it be residents, local businesses, community organizations, a mosque, probably forgetting some, things haven't exactly gone swimmingly, and there's not a lot of people there who are too pleased.
Well, let's talk about that construction aspect, Charlie, and some parts of the community literally getting bulldozed to make this happen. And a certain Ford-friendly would-be Greenbelt developer and the company that owns Loblaw seem to be coming out unscathed in comparison, and could even profit down the line. How's this project impacted the larger community in Thorncliffe Park so far?
Yeah, so as far as the larger community goes, their feathers, I guess, were most ruffled by the decision that seemed to them to sort of come out of the blue back in early 2021, which was the fact that the maintenance storage facility, which is going to be 175,000 square meters, a good chunk of it is going to be located in Thorncliffe Park itself. That wasn't what was initially planned. It was originally sort of favored to be just north in a sort of struggling industrial area. And so what ended up happening is there's 30 some small businesses, community organizations that have been displaced. And much like, you know, sort of many other Metrolinx projects, they sort of made the announcement, and the community afterwards, you know, various community groups kind of opposing and suggesting alternatives to the location of the train yard, you know, felt that they were not consulted, and it really resulted in this mess after the fact. Those coming out, I guess, a bit more favorably, as it seems right now, as you mentioned, include a Greenbelt developer. This is Michael Rice. He and another business, which is essentially the real estate arm of the same company that Loblaws exists within, they own a property that is right next door to where all this construction is going to be happening, but is not going to be affected itself. It's home to a Costco, so they lease to a Costco, which will, you know, stay open. And whether it just be because of a influx in new customers at some point, whether it be because of already increased property values to this land, which a couple planners said was the case, or their own redevelopment ambitions somewhere down the line, they are sort of coming out unscathed amidst, you know, what really is a large, large mess at the moment.
So this transit plan, Charlie, that has been much talked about for decades, in fact, but with little results. And it seems as though there's some short-term pain for some area businesses, and you alluded to it with some being diminished as a result of this. But long-term, it will be a bit of a game changer, having a rapid connection to the rest of the city.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's really the hope. And so, you know, like I said, whether it be 10 years or more down the line, there will be these new buildings that have, you know, thousands of housing units, some that are affordable, connecting the area to the rest of the city. So the promise really by the provincial government, which is, you know, overseeing the project through Metrolinx and then eventually Infrastructure Ontario, is that it really will benefit the community. But like you said, the fact of delays is that the Ontario line has already been delayed a few years. People in Toronto particularly are quite familiar with the Eglinton Crosstown and how long that can take. So, you know, it's sort of in everyone's best interest to, you know, cross their fingers and hope for the best. But we will see how things end up year after year.
Time will tell, as they say. Okay, let's shift gears to fourplexes as of right. We know Premier Ford's position being against them, and he made that perfectly clear. But then not 2 weeks later, the feds announced $5 billion in infrastructure funding for provinces and territories. But that money is somewhat contingent on fourplexes being permitted.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a very new wrinkle in this sort of saga. As part of their sort of pre-budget announcements, that was something that the Trudeau government has announced. It's not only Premier Ford that has opposed this idea, but some others. You know, looking at how kind of similar disagreements have been worked out between Premier Ford and Prime Minister Trudeau in the past, I would think that, you know, we're going to see some movement here, but at the moment it sort of is the latest in their long-standing series of frenemyship, if that's a word.
And the Prime Minister has made it clear that he will bypass the provinces and territories and deal directly with the municipalities on this, almost like that move is directed at Premier Ford. Is that the case?
Sure, sort of seems like it, doesn't it? So I think we'll probably learn more about this funding come budget day, because, you know, the first the money will presumably be in the budget. Something that's been interesting under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is his government's sort of willingness to go around the premiers. And, you know, like I said, there's sort of other premiers that have opposed this. Ontario is the largest population province. Definitely matters, but it's, you know, it's really been years now that there's been mostly conservative premiers. Trudeau government wants to try to get something done, to borrow some words from the folks here at Queen's Park, and, you know, there tends to be a bit of a push and pull, and like I said before, each side seems to often budge a lot, but Premier Ford has been adamantly against fourplexes within these last few weeks. We know it's been very contentious within his cabinet. So we will see on this one. It's, you know, just another day in the political world in Canada.
Absolutely. And a piece of $5 billion, I'm sure, even for Premier Ford is rather tempting.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind some.
For the most comprehensive coverage of politics in Ontario, become a Trillium Insider by logging on and subscribing at thetrillium.ca. Reporter Charlie Pinkerton. Thanks for this, Charlie. Have a great week.
Thanks, Scott. You too.